Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Immigration is an issue that is going to be the number one issue, I believe, when it comes to this presidential election. I believe it's going to be more of a issue than the economy because so many people are now looking at this from a national security standpoint. The president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, as you know, gave his State of the Union address the other night. And one of the flashpoints was when he went off script. And he was asked, as there was Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was in the audience, a congresswoman, who was yelling about, say her name. He held up a button and he said, I do. I know her name. And then he went on to say the wrong name. The name he was looking for was Lincoln Riley. He said Lincoln Riley. Do you want to know who Lincoln Riley is? Lincoln Riley is the head football coach at USC. That's who Lincoln Riley is. Lincoln is a man. Lincoln Riley is a innocent young girl who was killed by an illegal immigrant that should have never been in this country. But even if we just say for a moment that you should be able to break into the United States of America, then what happens when you commit a heinous crime or commit crime? Should you be deported? Should you be incarcerated and then deported? Or should we just let you go? So it's not just that the illegal immigrant was in this country. It was the fact the illegal immigrant had been committing criminal acts multiple times over and had been caught multiple times over. And while he was being caught multiple times over, he was moving around the country. And every single time, guess what happened? We did not deport him. This is the Biden administration. I'm going to have more about this in just a second that deals also with more lies coming from the Biden White House. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. For 10 years now, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Why would you care about that? Because Big Mobile is giving big donations right now to hardcore leftist causes, organizations, candidates. Those include Planned Parenthood. If you're like me and you're tired of giving your money to corporations that are literally fighting against your family values, then switch to Patriot Mobile. When I look down at my cell phone in the top left, it says Patriot. And I know with every text and with every phone call, I'm standing with a company that protects my values, but also gives back to what I believe in. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech. You're supporting religious freedom. You're supporting and advocating and donating to protect the sanctity of life in this country. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to conservative causes that you help choose to support. We're talking about causes like protecting our Second Amendment rights,
supporting our military, our veterans, our wounded warriors, and our first responder heroes, just to name a few. Is switching easy? You better believe it. You can keep your same cell phone number you have right now, keep your same cell phone, or upgrade to a new one. Plus, Patriot Mobile also is going to give you free activation right now when you use the promo code BEN. All you got to do is call them. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Get rid of that woke phone company you have right now and switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Now, I bring all that up, and I'm not even going to play you the audio because I'm sure you've heard it by now and you heard it on this show a couple days ago when the president screwed up the name of Lincoln Riley to Lincoln Riley, a dude's name who's a football coach at USC. But then the wheels came off because the president, when that moment happened, said a word that apparently is a four-letter word in the Democratic Party, a word you're not allowed to say. Illegal. You can't say the word illegal. You must say the word undocumented or immigrant or dreamer. You're not allowed to say illegal. You're sure as hell not allowed to say illegal immigrant. The president at the State of the Union actually used the word illegal immigrant, referring to the person that killed Lincoln Riley, the name that he screwed up. And then the left does what the left does well. They lost their minds. They go insane. And they freak out that the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, actually even knew the word illegal immigrant and said the word illegal immigrant in reference to a murderer. Let's just get all that in your head real quick. This is the insane world that we live in with the communist left masquerading as Democrats. Joe Biden had a sit-down interview with MSNBC, an exclusive after the State of the Union. And, of course, MSNBC doesn't care that Lincoln Riley was murdered by an illegal immigrant. They don't care that the person broke into this country illegally. They don't care that the person committed multiple crimes and was caught and still not sent out of the country before the illegal immigrant killed Lincoln Riley. They don't care about that. What they do care about is the president using that word illegal. And so they decided, well, this is important. We need to make sure that the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, doesn't ever use the word illegal immigrant ever again. And so they asked him the question, why did you call an illegal immigrant an illegal immigrant? Do you regret calling an illegal immigrant an illegal immigrant? Now, think about how absurd this question is, because there's also, it's not just tone deaf, it's heartless. It is heartless that anyone in the media or anyone on the left would care that the president of the United States of America referred to an illegal immigrant, which, by the way, he is an illegal immigrant, that killed an innocent American young girl who was trying to actually help society in her occupation, would give a rat's rear end what that person is called. But they do. Because if you got to keep the narrative alive that there's no such thing as a legal immigrant, the president sure as hell can't say it. Now, you notice there's no compassion for Lincoln Riley. There's no love for Lincoln Riley. There's no support for Lincoln Riley's parents. There's no love lost. They don't care about Lincoln Riley, which brings me to my bigger point. If you think they care about you, the Communist, Socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party, they don't. If you think that they care if your child ODs by accident because of fentanyl, or dies because there's fentanyl somewhere where they happen to be and they touch it and then they ingest it. You can die from a grain. The end of a ballpoint pen is how much fentanyl it takes. If you put it on the end of a ballpoint pen, that's how much fentanyl it takes to kill you. There's more fentanyl coming to this country than we've ever seen before. In fact, the fentanyl that's coming to this country is at such staggering rates, there's more than enough to kill every single man, woman, and child. Like, I think it's 20 times over. I'm not exaggerating. The president of the United States of America's party doesn't care if you're killed by an illegal. You just, as long as you don't call them an illegal. They don't care that Lincoln Riley was murdered by an illegal. They care that you use the word illegal instead of undocumented. That's what their care is. Think about that frame of mindset of the Democratic Party. They're not offended that Lincoln Riley was murdered. They're offended that the president referred to the accused murderer as an illegal immigrant. And so, what do? They turn on the president. And they go, we got to ask him that question, y'all. We got to put him on notice. We got to make sure that the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, understands you can't say that. And then they sit down with him. They don't ask him, hey, what do you think about this illegal immigrant that killed an American? What do you want to say to Lake and Riley's family? What do you say to the Americans that have been murdered by illegal immigrants? Hell, they could even say undocumented workers, immigrants. They won't say that because they don't care. They don't care if you die. They care what you call them while they're killing you. Right? You can't call them rapists. Even if they are rapists, you can't call them MS-13 gang members. That's somehow, you know, xenophobic. That's prejudice. That's racist. Remember, let's go back to the campaign in 16. Before I play for you the president, this insanity. In 2016, what was it that Donald Trump said that triggered them all? He said many of them are rapists, murderers, drug dealers, and vicious gang members. And what did the left say? They said, you can't say that about illegal immigrants. In fact, you can't even say illegal immigrant, but you can't even call the ones that are rapists and are murderers and are sex abusers and are child sex abusers. You can't call them that. You got to call them dreamers. Do you remember that controversy? And then what did they say? They came out and they said that Donald Trump is a racist because he called actual rapists that were illegal immigrants. He said, well, that's racist. That's right. That's xenophobic. That's anti-LGBTQIA and whatever. Wrap it all up, right? You're immediately a racist if you call someone out for what they actually are, which brings me now to the president. The president of the United States of America has asked one question about Lake and Riley, and this is it.
The look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, it was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that his, the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do.
By the way, he didn't say they polluted the blood. That's a lie. But it doesn't matter. Did you hear the president there? He's not sorry that Lake and Riley got killed. He's sorry that he called the person that killed Lake and Riley, the alleged murderer, an illegal. And said, I'm sorry, I should have used the word undocumented. What world are we living in, folks, when the president of the United States of America cares so little about the American people who are murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Never in my life could I have imagined a scenario in politics, and I've seen a lot, folks, where I actually thought a president of the United States of America would sit there and apologize to the alleged murderer who killed an American who is an illegal for calling the alleged murderer an illegal. In fact, I never could have imagined the press would ask such an insensitive, disgusting question when there's a dead body involved. The media is defending the murderer here. You understand that? Like, let that sink in. Because there's a part of this that I don't think people really understand, just the gravity and the depravity of the media here. The media is defending the alleged murderer to the point where they don't care about the victim because the person who did it can't be an illegal immigrant. And that is the whole ball game for them. They don't care about you either. I keep saying this because I'm hoping at some point, like, it really clicks in. You know, the media had a death counter on TV for COVID. Do you remember that? Remember when you couldn't turn your TV on and it was like, you know, number of people dead from COVID, right? And we were categorizing people that died from complications of cancer that were terminal as COVID deaths just to get that number to go up and people would be terrified of it and get the jab, right? Remember all that propaganda? Yeah, wasn't that long ago. But we had death counters on TV for months. If the media gave a crap about you, about your kids, about your grandkids, wouldn't it be nice if they even covered the number one killer in America? It's not COVID. In fact, it's nowhere even close. COVID doesn't even come close to the number one killer in America right now. The number one killer in this country is fentanyl. 49 and under, the number one way you're most likely to die, not a car wreck, okay, not cancer, not heart disease. The number one killer of people in this country, 49 to 18, is fentanyl. 49 and under, the number one killer. And where's that countdown clock? I'd love to see that one on TV. I'd love to have a fentanyl death counter on TV. The number of people that have died from fentanyl overdoses in America or accidental overdoses. I talked about this, gosh, I think it was about a week ago, how it's spring break right now. I'm actually on spring break, and I'm at the beach, and I'm sitting here on the beach, and I look around, and I think about, I've got my kids with me. And I see these spring break kids, and today is a perfect example of this. My son he's seven, and he was playing baseball, wiffle ball, and football on the beach with some kids that went to Alabama. And they were so nice because they were letting him play with them, and they were having a blast, and it was really, you know, they were really nice young men, and it was one of those things where you're sitting there going, any one of these guys could die from an accidental overdose because they're on spring break and someone says, hey, you want to stay up a little longer, or hey, you want to focus? Yeah, try this, right? And they think they're taking something that would not kill them. It's an Adderall, it's a Ritalin, it's a whatever it is, right? No intent to OD, no intent to kill yourself, no intent to even get high. Maybe you just want to stay up. Maybe you're driving. And I'm giving scenarios, not excuses. I want to be clear about that. I'm giving real life scenarios. There will be countless children, or I should say young kids, college kids on spring break that are going to die this week because of accidental overdoses from fentanyl, because there's a fake pill that was made that said Adderall or Ritalin on it, and they took it thinking it was something completely different than what it really is. Now, we, of course, need to warn kids. But where's the death counter on CNN for that? Where's the death counter on MSNBC for that? I ask the question because I do think it's a really important question that should be asked. Why is it that the media will not cover the number one killer in America today? Because they don't care about you and the politics don't work for them. The reason why they're not covering is because they know that if you knew what was happening, you would then blame the open border policy for the deaths of so many kids and adults in America. They can't cover the story without it hurting the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and open border policy. So everyone that drops dead this week doesn't exist to them. If you had COVID, they'd tell the story. But if it's fentanyl and it's an open border that's causing these deaths, these accidental deaths, they'll say nothing of it. Which brings me back to what I said a moment ago. Joe Biden is apologizing. And I also want you to understand the coward, just what a coward he is. And I don't use that lightly. I'm not saying that for hyperbole. I want you to, any man, any woman that has asked a question about an alleged murderer who kills a young, innocent girl, and somebody asked you a question about, you know, well, hold on, you use the term illegal immigrant. I'm just going to tell you. If I was in that scenario, I would look at you and go, you're damn right it's an illegal immigrant, and that illegal immigrant can go straight to hell. And I'm never going to apologize for calling an illegal immigrant what they are. I'm not going to buy into your BS, your woke BS. I'm not going to buy into it, and I'm not going to sit here. And I'm not going to sit here and have this absurd conversation. Why don't you worry about the person that's dead? And the family members of those who lost a loved one, because in America we failed this young girl because we didn't get rid of the damn illegal immigrant. That would be an authentic, compassionate, and by the way, completely normal response to the insane question of, do you regret calling a murderer an illegal immigrant? But when you're owned by these Marxists, socialists, and these communists of the left, it's all about your, you know, the BS of, what do you call somebody that did something terrible? Are these are the same people that think you should be that you should have a legitimate reason to sue, not just be offended, but sue if someone uses the inappropriate pronouns which you identify as? These are the same people in the same Communist Party where they say that if a girl is, you say hi ma'am or yes ma'am, and she identifies a man, that somehow you should lose your job over that or be kicked out of teaching at a university for that. And the media that is indoctrinating your kids and grandkids is the same media that right now cares more about the president using illegal immigrant than the girl who died. I say it again because at some point this has to click in with people.
Look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lakin Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
So you regret using that word? Yes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Joe Biden, we know, has been flying in, and last year alone he flew in, you paid for this, 320,000 plus illegal immigrants into U.S. cities from outside of the U.S. So he's actually importing illegal immigrants at record numbers. Not these people did not break into our country, like walk across the southern border. They didn't break into America. We took a plane, flew to foreign countries and loaded up more than 320,000 illegal immigrants and flew them into the interior of the United States of America. Now, to be clear, these were secretive flights. These are secretive flights in a quiet program that you were never supposed to be told about. And in fact, members of Congress, including Senator Ted Cruz, who I co-host a podcast with, said he was not aware of this program until the story broke this week. They had never been told about it. Not one time. Well, now we know they're going to keep doing it. How do we know this? Because the court has now handed down Mayorkas a big win on this program. Ruling allows 360,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans into the United States of America, and you're paying for this. On the same day, a federal judge handed Texas a win in a border wall lawsuit that they could build the wall. He also handed 20 Republican-led states a loss in a lawsuit they filed over a parole program created by the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. The U.S. District Court Judge Drew Tipton of the Southern District of Texas, the parolee program that states sued over is among 12 parole programs that is illegal and used as evidence to support their charge of impeachment against Mayorkas just weeks ago. 20 different states, led by Texas, sued over the illegal visa program. Mayorkas created to allow up to 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to enter the U.S. a month, who otherwise would not qualify under current U.S. law. Now, Mayorkas is trying to bring in as many illegal immigrants at a time as he possibly can. And so, overall, Mayorkas' plan allowed 360,000 citizens of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to be illegally released into the United States of America. The coalition says that Mayorkas' policy is illegal because Congress only authorized parole, quote, for foreign aliens who meet very specific standards that have not been met in this instance. Yet, contrary to existing law, the program creates a pathway for program participants to apply from their home country. And then we're flying them in as they gain lawful status to enter and stay in the U.S. for up to 2 years or even longer. You and I both know once they get here, they're not leaving. They argue the parole system can only be applied on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or sufficient public benefit, not in mass as it's being used by this administration. Last January, Mayorkas, after again claiming, quote, the border was closed, said he expanded the parolee program to provide, quote, humanitarian relief consistent with our values, cut out vicious smuggling organizations, and enforce our laws. There's no indication, by the way, that him importing 360,000 illegal immigrants in the U.S., more than 30 a month, importing them, has had any impact, by the way, on the vicious human smuggling organizations. They're still doing it, folks. 6 months later, we then found out this week that Mayorkas expanded even more to include more countries, Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. He claimed this program was to reunite families from these countries, although he halted DNA testing to validate if those claims were accurate, if those claiming to be family are actually biologically related, because he doesn't want to catch people breaking into America or lying. He wants to bring in as many as he can to fundamentally change this country forever. Now, since implementing these policies, the greatest number of illegal border crossers of now more than 10 million include gotaways were reported entering the U.S. greater now that number is than the population
of 41 states in America. Let me put it another way. The number of illegal immigrants that have come into this country under Joe Biden's presidency in the last 3 years is a population that is bigger than 41 individual states. This includes nearly 4 million illegal border crossers reported in last year's time frame alone. So in the fiscal year 2023, 4 million illegals came into America. That's more than the population of 22 states last year alone. The greatest numbers continue to be reported into the first quarter of the fiscal year 2024, as the numbers have skyrocketed from 2023. You combine that with these flights that are coming into America. And these flights that are coming into America are the most shocking thing I've ever seen. We have a president that knows this, by the way. We have a president that doesn't care that this is happening. I want you to take a listen to this from Fox News Channel about the southern border and what this means.
People were flown in from parts unknown. Migrants were flown in airplane, not going through borders, not going through that great Texas barrier. Flew them in over the borders and into our country. So that really tells you where they're coming from. They want open borders, and open borders are going to destroy our country. We need borders, and we need free and fair elections, or we don't have a country.
That was former President Donald Trump reacting to an alarming new report that the Biden administration has flown over 320,000 inadmissible illegal immigrants from foreign countries into the U.S. The report stressing security vulnerabilities at U.S. airports and saying, quote, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has approved secretive flights that last year alone ferried hundreds of thousands of inadmissible aliens from foreign airports into some 43 American ones over the past year, all pre-approved on a cell phone app. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd joins me now. And you remember these flights were secret, Brandon. Well, when asked why the flights were in secret, CBP said bad actors could interfere with the operations if they were made public. Brandon, what about the possible bad actors, I don't know, on those flights?
Well, first and foremost, the bad actors defense is completely and totally ridiculous. And the reason that's ridiculous is because everybody can check public stats to see how many flights are coming into certain U.S. cities, and they can see what the numbers are. So the bad actors already know that based upon public information that's available. When you look at what this administration is doing, it's very upsetting on two different levels. First, they're abusing the parole system. If you look historically, we've only allowed about 5,000 people per year into the country on the parole system. And then on top of that, it puts extreme pressure on law enforcement officers. We're in a fentanyl crisis right now, and we're pulling law enforcement officers out of the field to vet these individuals as they land in our airports and at our ports of entry. It's ridiculous to think that we can control our borders and crime when we're abusing the system, when we're violating the law, and we're pulling law enforcement officers off of their main responsibilities and duties.
By the way, you listen to what he just said there. Brandon Judd is the union president for Border Patrol. Not only are they, as he described it, pulling law enforcement away from going after the drug dealers and the smugglers, but the way that he just described it, it is spot on. What world are we living in where this is the right way to do this? Now, I'm going to keep covering this for you because it's so important. We're not going to stop covering this, okay? This is incredibly important information. What I will tell you, by the way, is that they're going to keep flooding this country. And this is the reason why I say this is the number one election issue. But when you have a president that says he's sorry to the person who's being accused of murdering an innocent woman who has been terrorizing people in this country since the day he got into this country and says, I'm sorry, I used the word illegal immigrant. Not I'm sorry that this woman died. I'm sorry that an illegal immigrant was called an illegal immigrant. That I apologize for. You know this president, the Democratic Party, are not looking out for Americans, and they don't care about you, period. Don't forget, you can share it on social media. You can share it with your family and your friends. Download the Ben Ferguson podcast wherever you get your podcasts. It is free. If you have an iPhone, just put in the search bar podcast. A purple icon will pop up. And when that pops up, you click on it. And then you can search for the Ben Ferguson podcast. And we will see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number four best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.